Rita Daniels here. It's Wake Up Taos. I'm recording this on Saturday. I'm driving out to the Gorge Bridge. It is the Regeneration Festival. Today's the pilgrimage to the bridge, where, as we all know, many people have jumped off of and ended their lives. And that is part of this festival, is honoring that. Just pulling up to the Gorge Bridge now, I am following a state police patrolman on a motorcycle, flashing lights, and the pilgrimage is just reaching the bridge. These people are carrying a cross made out of snowboards and skis. Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm so impressed that you guys carried this one out here.
Yeah.
Well, it was reminding me when I passed you guys just now, it was reminding me of Chimayo, the pilgrimage.
Right? That's what I was saying when I was walking. I'm like, I'm going to Chimayo, just the longer way.
So you're a friend of...
Yeah, Cooper. I was his best friend.
His best
friend. One of his best friends. He had many best friends. I'm Robbie, by the way.
Rita.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was Trumpolo's ski coach for 2 winters. This is for Coop. Well, we made it for Coop, but it's also a remembrance for Trumpolo as well.
Ski boys.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie.
Hi, Julia.
Hey, I'm so glad you're here.
I know, we made it.
Nice. It's gorgeous.
We're delivering some prayer flags.
What's the bracelet for?
It's the suicide prevention lifeline.
Okay.
Spread the word, talk about it, and hand out the number. Make sure kids have this number. And we're just...
Can I have you tell me what we're looking at here, what this is?
Here,
Robbie.
Yeah, so this is...
Wait, stop.
We're,
there you go.
Spot where Coop ended his life, so brought his cross all the way out here that we made for him during his funeral, and as a remembrance.
And the cross is made out of
more. He was here. That was his skateboard. Is that Cooper's skateboard?
No,
that was a ski.
Yeah, that one.
That was one that he broke when he broke his knee.
ACL.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah. When he snapped that
ski. Yeah. And his name's written here. And
yeah, it says Cooper forever.
Yeah, it's cool to see like how many people he touched, and you know, how many people miss him.
How is this your first time back out here since that happened? No.
No, I've been here a couple times. I got a lot of people out of state. They want to just come to the bridge, and it's hard for me to come out here and stand up here sometimes, but it was a horrible day. It was a bad day. It's like I had a job interview, and I get a phone call. I saw an Instagram photo first of like his car, and it was like parked up on this curb here, all fucked up. And they're like, "Oh, that's Cooper, like doing something stupid, you know, like crazy." And then, you know, He ended up parking his car way over there and walked out in the sagebrush. His mom and his brother were here and found him. He just walked out on the bridge. And they like grabbed him and tried to stop him, but I don't know, it was just so sad. Something bad in such a bad moment. Just having a really bad moment.
Had he tried before? That you knew of?
I mean, like, not seriously, I don't think, but yeah, he was like, there's times where I was really worried about him. And we would talk, like, every week at least, and like, he'd go, you know, try to help him through, like, I don't know, just talking to him.
What about Trumpolo? Were you surprised by that news?
I was really surprised, just because the fact of how young he was, like, and he was so talented and such a really good skier, and I just saw so much potential in that kid, and he, like, had the whole world in his hands, too. Like, I knew he was going to get sponsored, like, this ski season. He would have sponsorship with a ski company, maybe some other companies as well, for sure. And then I got a call or a text, and I heard the news, and I didn't believe it at first. I was like, there's no way. Yeah, that's true. It was just like, oh my gosh. That was insane. Well, yeah, just the fact that, you know, Trump will do it. I mean, he's just so young, and, like, I don't know, yeah, it's just, blows me away, and just how long this is taking to, like, bring some change to this area. It's just agonizing,
Like the crisis, so there's the crisis hotline boxes, but,
But it's, like...
Barriers, you think, is the way to go?
Yeah, I think just extending these rails, like, up to here, above your head, at least. Doing something artful. I want to see, like, making something sculptural and artful and, like, something Taos. Like, weld some cool lens, like, something that fits in with the landscape. Put some lights on it, light it up at night.
Make it a beautiful work of art. Yeah.
Cool, but, like, difficult for someone to throw themselves off,
Yeah.
Like, right now, it's super easy. You just, like, pretty much almost hurdle over it. And that's it. But if there's something where you have to climb, like, spend more time, like, thinking about what you're doing, then there's a chance that that little bit of hesitation will stop you from doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, so that little delay,
Yeah.
And, bridges like this across the country have implemented changes such as the Golden Gate Bridge and the Washington Bridge in New York.
Yeah.
Either a barrier or nets, it's deterred. Yeah.